Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, and coming up in today's episode, Azam Aadmi Party releases middle class manifesto. Congress alleges massive healthcare fraud by AAP. ICC miffed at BCCI's growing demands against Champions Trophy host country Pakistan. JDU withdraws support from Manipur's BJP government. And Donald Trump versus pastor over mercy for queer and transgender people. First up, couples are not having kids because of high tax and cost. Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal said today while releasing what he called middle-class manifesto for Delhi election. However, its Lok Sabha election ally and India bloc member, Congress launched a scathing attack on the former chief minister and his party. But first, coming back to the manifesto, quote, some poll promises are made for the underprivileged classes and some for the industrialists. On the grounds of caste and religion, other parties have created a vote bank and they need donations from industrialists, so they are on the note bank. Between these vote bank and note bank, a large section is sandwiched. This is India's middle class, he said in a video message, adding that middle class is a victim of tax terrorism and has been reduced to government's ATM. The middle class, he said, does not have a very big demand. They just want good job or business, a house for their own, quality education for their children. They want health and safety for their family. Even despite these little hopes, they get little from the government, he claimed. Then added that government is neither making schools nor hospitals, neither giving them jobs nor ensuring safety either. Mr. Kejriwal said that if all taxes are added up, like GST, income tax, etc., a middle-class person gives up more than 50% of his annual income to the government. Quote, how can they dare to fulfill their dreams amid this tax terrorism? The truth is that for a young middle-class couple, family planning has now become a financial decision. Before having a child, they have to ask themselves if they can even afford upbringing the child. Where have we reached as a society? He also said that people are leaving the country because of high taxes and quoted some numbers from recent years. Is it a crime to help Aam Aadmi, he asked. However, its Lok Sabha ally and India bloc member, Congress launched a scathing attack on the former chief minister and his party. Immediately after Mr. Kejriwal's announcement, senior Congress leader Ajay Makan, in a press conference, claimed it was PAP ka manifesto and not AAP ka manifesto, or it was a manifesto of sins. He added that it was also a revealing manifesto. He alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party government was guilty of ₹382 crore corruption in the healthcare sector. During the same press conference, Makan picked up old wounds where Arvind Kejriwal led mass protests in 2013-14, played a massive role in bringing down the Congress government or the UPA government led by Congress. At the time, Aam and other parties protested alleged corruption by the then government based on some CAG reports. Mr. Makan, using the same CAG, reminded that at present, 14 CAG reports are showing serious corruption charges against the Aam Aadmi Party's government. Citing a CAG report, Makan claimed that he found there are a scam of ₹382 crore against the former chief minister, especially in the health sector. BCCI and Indian cricket team, by extension, will follow all the rules and regulations set up by the International Cricket Council or ICC during the upcoming Champions Trophy, BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia told PTI today. This comes amid speculations that BCCI had objected to having host country Pakistan's name on its jersey. Quote, BCCI will follow every uniform-related ICC rule during Champions Trophy, Saikia told PTI, adding, whatever the other teams will do regarding the logo and dress code, we are going to follow in true letter and spirit. However, Saikia has not said whether Rohit Sharma will participate in ICC pre-tournament engagements that are going to happen in Pakistan for the curtain raiser event. The announcement puts rest to speculations that BCCI and ICC were against each other regarding dress regulations. It was reported earlier in the day that ICC was putting its foot down amid fresh demands from BCCI ahead of the Champions Trophy. And the final straw that made ICC take a stern step was having host country Pakistan's name on the team's jersey. It was reported last week that India had refused to have Pakistan on their kits, even though it is custom to have the host country's name on kits of the participating nations. According to sources, BCCI argued that India, as it was playing its matches in Dubai, would not go ahead with the host name regulation. However, it was reported that ICC asked Indian board that the Indian team is obligated to have Pakistan written on the kit as the nation is the original host for the tournament, even if they are playing their games in Dubai. Notably, the reason India is playing its matches in Dubai is the long drawn out battle of location, as India refused to send its players to Pakistan, and while Pakistan refused to accept any hybrid model for a long time. After weeks of negotiation, ICC convinced Pakistan to let India play in Dubai. However, reports suggest that the PCB or Pakistan Cricket Board was threatened to lose the hosting opportunity, and hence they conceded. And it looks like India has conceded to the uniform demand now. Esports had reported earlier this week that it is the responsibility of every team to add tournament logo to their jerseys. The teams are obligated to comply with this rule, unnamed ICC official had told them. It was also said that the board said strict action would be taken against the Indian team if the Champions Trophy logo with the name of the host country Pakistan was not found in the players' kits. According to ICC norms, teams are supposed to have name of the host written on their jerseys irrespective of the fact where the matches are being held. A report in IANS suggested that BCCI was not keen to have Pakistan written on the team's shirt, but Pakistan Cricket Board denied having any such information. The last few months have been quite tense between BCCI and PCB, especially after Indian board refused to send its team to Pakistan for the Champions Trophy, and later when it refused to send its captain to Pakistan for the pre-match events. It remains to be seen whether Rohit Sharma will be travelling to Pakistan or not for the curtain teaser.
In a surprising development, the Nitish Kumar-led Janata Dal United has withdrawn support from the N. Biren Singh-led BJP government in Manipur, and its lone MLA will sit on the opposition benches. Even though this development will have no impact on the stability of the government, it was a single MLA after all. It is a strong message because the JDU is BJP's key ally at the centre as well as in Bihar. The development comes months after the Conrad Sangma-led National People's Party, which is in power in Meghalaya, withdrew support to the N. Biren Singh government. JDU won 6 seats in the 2022 assembly election in Manipur, but months after the polls, 5 MLAs switched over to Bharatiya Janata Party, which resulted in the party having a good majority. The BJP currently has 37 legislators in the 60-member assembly. It is backed by 5 MLAs of the Naga People Front and 3 independents, giving it a comfortable majority. Kash Biren Singh, who heads Manipur's JDU unit, has written to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla informing him of the development. Quote, "In the election to the State Assembly of Manipur held in February-March 2022, 6 candidates set up by Janata Dal United were returned. After a few months, 5 MLAs of Janata Dal United defected to BJP. Trial under 10th Schedule of Constitution of India of the 5 MLAs is pending before the Speaker's Tribunal. After Janata Dal United became a part of India Bloc, support to the BJP-led government was withdrawn by Janata Dal United by informing the office of the Honorable Governor, Leader of the House, Chief Minister and the Speaker. As such, seating arrangement of the lone MLA, Janata Dal United in Manipur, Muhammad Abdul Nasir, is made in the opposition bench in the last session of Assembly by the Speaker. It is hereby further reiterated that Janata Dal United Manipur unit does not support the BJP-led government in Manipur, and that our lone MLA, Muhammad Abdul Nasir, shall be treated as an opposition MLA in the House." Unquote. There was a massive backlash to Donald Trump's statement that there are only 2 genders, but the latest one happened right in front of him in an event meant to honour him. During Donald Trump's inaugural prayer service, a bishop appealed to the 47th United States President to have mercy on gay, lesbian and transgender children. Bishop Marian Edgar Buddha's plea came as a direct response to Trump's latest policies, ending birthright citizenship and recognizing only 2 genders in the United States. On Tuesday, Trump visited the Washington National Cathedral for the inaugural prayer service. There, the bishop pleaded, "In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. They are gay, lesbian and transgender children in Democratic, Republican and independent families, some of who fear for their lives.
Menon also claimed that immigrants who perform essential jobs are not criminals. She said, and I quote, "The people who pick up farms, clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meat packing plants, who wash the dishes we eat in restaurants and work the night shift in hospitals, may not be citizens or have proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals," unquote. She described the undocumented immigrants as taxpayers and good neighbors. "Have mercy on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away. Our good God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we are all strangers in this land." Trump, along with his wife Melania and Vice President J.D. Vance and Usha Vance, sat in the front row as she called for Mr. Trump to have compassion and stand true to trust the people have bestowed upon him. When a reporter asked Mr. Trump for a reaction to the sermon, he said, "Not too exciting, was it? I don't think it was a good service. No, they can do much better." Later, he wrote on his Truth Social platform calling the bishop nasty and demanded an apology. Quote, "The so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She was a nasty in tone and not compelling or smart. She and her church owe the public an apology." Sharing the clipping of the sermon on X, politician Mike Collins said this person giving the sermon should be added to the deportation list. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.